This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, another grocery store in a sleepy suburb outside of Memphis, Tennessee, becomes a shooting gallery at 1:30 in the afternoon. Some gunman deranged and sick and twisted, obviously, decides he's going to take some people out and goes in to a Kroger's and decides that he's going to open up and fire. And, of course, he apparently took his own life in the end. And this is 6 months after a gunman had killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado shooting in a supermarket. So a lot of people started to talk about vulnerabilities in wide-open malls and shopping centers, and we've seen this before. This is a grocery store that's in a strip mall, and it just really blew the minds of many people in this town who are right now, as I speak, thinking about this and dealing with this. Once again, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Whether it's in the middle of the night or somewhere or somewhat earlier in the day, remember, you can always throw in your two cents on this or anything else that we talk about, because it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine. Go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let it fly. We always have a jammed mail bag. And I got a lot of mail sympathizing with the people in Collierville, Tennessee, over what happened. And it's just one of those moments where you go through that, oh, yeah, I was there this morning. Oh, thank God, I can't believe it. And then you hear the stories of people who are hiding, looking for cover, just trying to get out the front door, running out the door, leaving their keys, their purse, their wallets, whatever, just fleeing, and then not being sure that that who was killed or what happened, that somebody standing next to them may be gone. You're just grabbing groceries, and it's always that sound of the pop. And that's what people describe. I heard this pop across the store, and I thought it was a balloon, and then I just ran. There was somebody who described seeing somebody shot in the head, somebody shot in the stomach. I mean, I don't have to go through this massive description for you, but I just want to emphasize what happened here. You know, active shooter, and the Memphis Police Department was on the scene like that. I mean, I got to give the police credit for how quickly they rally and get to places when something you're not expecting happens and you got to move. And yes, I know they're trained, etc., but they did. And they probably saved a lot of lives, or it could have been a much different story, that's for sure, as they were closing in on the guy who was shooting. It just breaks your heart to hear about this and to think about family and friends and people impacted by this random act of senseless violence. And of course, what is the motive? All of that gets put into the mix, and he killed himself. So what is there left to say about that, other than these families then have to deal with it? And of course, the store closes and they investigate, and the employees get offered counseling services. It's like, now when you have a company, you absolutely have to have a counseling service on speed dial, because you just never know, right? You just never, ever, ever know. All right, moving on to some other things that are buzzing, I think, really around all of us, is a couple of things. We've talked so much about tropical storms. I feel like every time I'm on the air, there's something that's going on, and that's kind of the beauty of when the show airs, right? And that's why I like the idea that you know, things are breaking. We're shaking it out there for you and hopefully giving you some of that news and info that you can digest how you want and you know how to move accordingly. And I know I've heard from some of the great people in Louisiana about that. But Tropical Storm Sam has come to life, and it's expected to intensify perhaps to a hurricane this weekend. It'll be the 18th named in a crazy season. And the storm has, you know, gotten up to about 70 miles an hour. The key thing is, do we care? Is it coming here? That's what you want to know. I can give you every detail you want about this, but is it intensifying? Is it getting closer? How close will it get to our shores being in the United States? I know there's some fabulous people listening elsewhere, but whether it makes landfall, it's just uncertain because Bermuda, Bahamas, and the East Coast are really those that would have to worry about this. I mean, look, Louisiana is still dealing with the remains of life being ripped up from Hurricane Ida. And frankly, there's still people in the East Coast, in some parts of the East Coast, who are dealing with that. When I say dealing with it, people they lost or whatever they lost, from car to part of a house to whatever claims they had to make. So there were other systems, tropical depressions, that have fallen apart. But this is one of them to watch, right? And there are some others coming up, forming in the background, too. It'll be so good to say, guess what? You know what? We are out of hurricane season. We are out of hurricane season at this point. So I'm not cracking open the mic to tell some part of the United States and this listening audience that, yeah, you might really pay attention because it could be epic. Even though it doesn't look like much now, it could be the floodwaters that you never, ever want to see, right? All right, speaking of not wanting to see this, it's just sad to see what erupted at the border. I mean, how could I not talk about it? The U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti was so sick about everything that happened there that Daniel Foote resigned. I mean, because that was his job. And he said, you know, I don't want to do this. He was appointed to the position in July. Right. And so this was before the explosion of migrants in Del Rio. And this is a guy who apparently, from the descriptions I've read, I don't know him, but I know a lot of people in Washington, and he was a career diplomat. And he was very frustrated with what he said was a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace. Well, that's a terrible word. Glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. So he wrote the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and said he was stepping down immediately with deep disappointment and apologies to those seeking crucial changes. He said, I won't be associated with the United States' counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees and illegal immigrants to Haiti. And this is the problem when you have 14, 15,000 people. What is the narrative? What are you going to do? How do you figure out what we have to do at the border? And that's why that erupted. Nobody was expecting that amount of people. Nobody was expecting it. So they had to have expulsion plates. They had to. What were they going to do? Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Yeah, goodbye to you. Well, check this out. Are you shocked, especially with what we're dealing with, the pandemic? And I would say that I think I've heard this my whole life. Half of the people that get married end up in divorce, whoever makes up the statistics. Although this is an analysis of U.S. Census data from a career website called Zipia. So they comb through that to see, you know, the statistics, half of all marriages end in divorce. Whether that number is true or not, I think, is up in the air, right? But what is it about careers that lead to divorces? Why do certain careers put big strains on marriages? And would you be surprised? Here are the top five that are not great for marriage. And then I'm going to tell you a funny story. Okay, so the number one career that is not good for marriage is first line enlisted military supervisors. The divorce rate is approximately 30%. Logisticians, easy for me to say. You know, you're moving things around. The divorce rate there is 18%. Automotive service techs and mechanics, divorce rate is 17%. Military, again, military enlisted tactical ops and air weapons, divorce rate is 17%. Chemical technicians, divorce rate is 15%. Well, I mean, for goodness sake, you can see why with military, because of being gone for long stretches, would be one of the big strains. You have young kids. You're gone. It's hard. I know plenty of people who are from military families who are married to people in the military, and they are happy and they figure out ways around it, you know, all of that. But I guess there is something to, you know, the numbers. And there are lower numbers. There are things that you there are things you can do that apparently it's easier to deal with. The divorce rate is lower. I think it's so much about your personality, though, right? I mean, tax examiners, collectors, revenue agents, according to this website, their divorce rate there is 13%. Well, extra hours during tax season, of course, it's going to balloon. But then what are the hours like the rest of the time? You know, so that is going to be higher. I mean, this was my favorite, carpenters, the divorce rate, 13%. The Department of Labor reports that carpenters have one of the highest rates of illnesses or injuries and typically work in less than stellar conditions. The job is working evenings, weekends, and having to commit to overtime. Bingo. That's where it gets tougher, right? But now we live in an upside-down world, right? We have up and down. We have opposite days. All of us have opposite days. There isn't 8 to 5. There isn't some of the traditional, not for the most part, that we used to have in the old world, some of us going to buildings, etc. And I think what's going to be interesting is to see the divorce rate after all this remote work and dealing with that and dealing with, you know, the closeness of the pandemic. And it's either bringing people closer together or maybe it's tearing them apart. And it's really, really tough because there's no separation. So when I was in college in studying, you know, journalism, that was my degree at the number one party school, by the way, in the United States at the time, Ohio University. I was in a big, you know, kind of a big auditorium. I'll call it an auditorium, but it's just a big classroom. And there were broadcast people and newspaper people and all, everybody lumped into one in there. And I remember the professor asked the question, how many people want to get married in the room? Like, what kind of a question is that? So people's hands go up. I think your kids, you look around the room and a lot of hands went up. And then he said, how many people want to have a successful career? Well, again, you look around and people raise their hand. And he said, well, you can't have both. If you want to have a successful career in the news / sports / journalism / any of this business, then it's not going to work out on the personal side for you. So you might as well get out of the career right now. I don't know. Is that a way to kind of cull down the herd? Let's streamline this and get rid of some of these 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, I guess really 20, 21-year-olds right now. Let's get them out of here. That's what we need to do. Get them out and let them see what it's like. So with all these statistics, and I mean, they did use the numbers from the census, but, you know, I understand why some of it would be tough for hours, etc. But I think that's what it's about. What is the other person doing? What is the pay? Are you having financial woes? I mean, you know, you can't put the pressure on the spouse if you need the money, and that's the only way to keep the roof over the head, etc. I guess it just depends on your lifestyle. That's what I think. And it also, let's be real, it's personalities, right? I think one of the wisest things anyone ever said to me, listen, what you decide is you could be crazy nuts in love with the person that you're with, but what of theirs that they do that's annoying can you deal with? Can you live with? And if you can't live with it, then you can't live with them no matter what. And what are the things that you think will stay that you really, really like? And are you friends? Do you have companionship? Because other things will wear or change or morph and bingo. So that's just my two cents. And I say throw out what that crazy survey says, because so much of it is about you personally, whether you're a first line enlisted military supervisor or a chemical technician or a broadcaster or a janitor or a carpenter or anything. I mean, listen, it's going to be challenging, period. Interesting, right? All right, a couple of other things, you know, that we're looking at along the same lines. of what happens to your personal space when you're in this situation where remote work is still so popular. And some companies have just shut down some or all of their offices with COVID-19 and this Delta variant, and they've shifted to remote work. And that trend is leading to more open office space. You know, drive around, whether you live in a kind of a rural area, a suburban area, a city, how much open commercial space is there? I started to think about that, and every, like, really, in some really good office parks or, like, good locations, or even in a strip center, but it's a good location, it's a nice strip center, I've seen more availability. It seems like every week the number of tenants are shrinking. I talked about, I guess last week, the Empire State Building, that they were losing so many tenants. It was just a question of, wow, are we going to have office space here? What's going to happen to this building? Because they're not even getting tourists really now. So how do you contend with that? And the answer is you have to morph into something different, like everybody else. What is the, I hate this term, but what is the new normal? And the new normal in real estate is you're going to have a lot of people that are doing more remote work. So it's trying to make the most out of those spaces and figuring out how you can chop that up and how that's going to be sold. All right. I got to end on this segment anyway, on a funny note. I saw this story about I love dogs, right? Because I didn't have one growing up, and now I'm on the second dog that I've had, Guinness. And this coon hound named Lou broke the Guinness World Record for extravagantly long ears. How big are his ears? 13.38 inches. I was reading about that today in a Guinness clip. And wow. So making the list, this dog is really, I have to say, this dog is really cute. The description didn't sound cute to me, so I looked up Lou, and I have to say, Lou is very, very cute. And there was a vet tech that just fell in love with Lou at first sight and adopted her and joked that the ears were extravagantly long. And you can tell because they held the ears out. They're almost like Dumbo ears on this really cute dog. They just drag on the ground. And I guess it stirs up, his ears stir up scents when they're out tracking in the field. That can make it pretty interesting, I would say, for the person walking Lou. See you on the flip side.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official of Indian heritage to welcome the Prime Minister. Modi hailed the election of Harris as an important and historic event, describing her as the source of inspiration for so many people across the world. He praised the United States for taking very important initiatives on COVID-19 and climate change. Harris responded by hailing India's commitment to democracy as she declared that democracies around the world are under threat and the United States and its allies must work to defend them. Harris also noted that India was a vital source of vaccines for other countries at the start of the pandemic, while the United States in turn provided support to India as it experienced a surge in cases. Earlier, she met with Ghana's president and promised the U.S. will send an additional 1.3 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Paula Jahe Adebuye Paul joins us now, and it's very exciting because he has written a powerful, powerful book that will make you think about where you can take your life undeterred. The pendulum swings on. It's what he went through. It's what he did and what he's empowering all of you to do. Paula Jahe, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're really thrilled to have you with us from Nigeria.
Thank you very much, and good time to be with the listener also.
Let's talk about your background. What led you to writing this book? What was the big change in your life?
Okay. So last year I was 60 years old, and in marking my 60 year old, I decided to do my biography, at least put my storyline in public domain. I've lived a life of so many dimensions. A public administrator. I'm a politician. I'm an actor. I'm a scriptwriter. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a businessman. I've traveled the four walls of the world. I've traveled far and wide. And I've had a very humble beginning. And so I decided that I should put my autobiography in the public domain for people to read about me, learn about my early life, my growth, learn about the challenges I face in life, and then draw some lessons, possibly.
Yes, and I think that you do draw from what happened with you. So tell us about, as you said, your humble beginnings. Tell us about growing up and what it was like.
Yes, I was born into a polygamous house, a polygamous family. My father had about 30 children, or about 30 in number, with about 5 wives. So, it's a life of competition. My late father was a retired police officer. He retired as a sergeant. That's a far rank, if you may want to know. So, bringing us up was like living in hell. We have about 30 children. We have so much to compete with. Is it competing with daily food or competing with even schooling? Amongst all of us, my father tried to give all of us education, probably the basic education. And then we're left alone to do higher schools or do other things about ourselves. So my humble beginning started from the fact that I didn't have, I was not born with a silver spoon. And then in the polygamous house, so many intrigues are bound. The mothers used to struggle among themselves to every mother one sees her child to be the best. And then there is a man that is lacking in terms of adequate finances. He's just a sergeant in the Nigerian army, in the Nigerian police. And so had challenges of finances. So that's, of course, how my life started. But amidst all of these challenges, today I'm proud to say that I've acquired so much in terms of education. I've not only had a basic education, I've had a first degree, I've had a second degree, I've had added another degree, I've done programs, you know, I have diploma in journalism, so I'm also a journalist. I've done diploma in filmmaking, I'm a filmmaker, I'm the maker of Married but Living Single, one of my movies, internationally acclaimed. It won both local and international awards, and it's one of the best-selling movies in Nigeria and outside Nigeria. So I try to diversify myself in terms of ensuring that I double task, I multitask, perhaps best to say that, that I engage myself even from my humble beginning. I had to go, you know, to look for how to make extra money, to make ends meet when I know my parents cannot afford so much money. So that's my humble beginning, and that's what I've risen up to do for myself. I did not allow my humble beginning, my poor background, to deter my progress. That's why I call the book Undeterred, The Pendulum Swings On. In spite of my challenges of life, our life, I have moved on in life.
What do you hope people take away? And you said it, I think, in weaving it in this conversation, but Kalajahe, what do you hope people take away from reading your story?
A lot to take away from my book. If you read my story, one, you will come to understand that it is not a sin to be born poor, but it's a sin to remain poor. Everybody in life, whether born with a poor background or whatever, must fight poverty to submission. Poverty is a disease. It doesn't allow anybody to grow. So you must make up your mind to fight poverty. And in fighting poverty, poverty will not go away easily. You have to be determined. You have to be focused. You have to be dedicated. You have to persevere. You have to be really, really resilient. You have to be ready to learn. You must also be ready to stoop to conquer. So those are some of the lessons people will take away from reading my book. It will teach man the essence of living, not necessarily with a, you know, silver spoon, born with a silver spoon. It will teach us the essence of having to ensure that, irrespective of our background, we always struggle and ensure that we banish poverty and that we conquer poverty and bring poverty to submission. Because life is about living. If you don't live life, life will leave you. So those are some of the lessons to take away. And of course, some of the other lessons to take away from the book is the fact that people perceive politicians, particularly in our own crime here in Africa, that people who are in politics are never do well. They believe people who are in politics are dropouts. They believe that people who are politicians are miscreants. Politicians are idle hand people. Politicians are people who do not even have another means of livelihood. So it teaches people that if you want to get involved in politics, you must also have something doing. You must either be a professional, a skilled person, because politics is not going to be forever. Politics is like you seeking power, and power flows like a stream of water. It's temporary. It flows like a stream of water. When you least expect, it flows away. So if you are not going to hold on to power perpetually for life, then you must also learn that life in or outside politics, you must be able to survive. It means that you must have other means of livelihood. A second lesson for people to take away from the book to say that there must be always the alternative in terms of, you know, source of finance. Another moral lesson everybody will take away from my book is the fact that you must be calculative in life. Life itself offers nobody any space. You must create space for yourself. You must fight for your space because nobody gives you a chance. And you got to force your chance on people. So, and being that, you must be very, very calculative. You must also be very, very intelligent. You must also be very innovative. Those are some of the characteristics that one must possess to be able to really put people on edge. Otherwise, you'll be down below.
Boy, I love that. Those are words of wisdom, calculated, being innovative, especially now when we see there's so many opportunities. And what's it like for you now, life? You're certainly not humble beginnings. You and I, when we first started to talk, you mentioned you're in your country home. So you're living well.
I'm not doing badly.
Right? So you're living your life. You're living your best life.
I think so. And I know so.
Yeah. And I
feel fulfilled.
Yeah. I mean, there is so much to take out of that, I think. After writing the book, how did you feel about writing the book? I know you empower people. I know you speak. You talk about finance. You talk about the other things that you're involved in. Was it empowering for you to put your story together and put it out there, like you said, in the public domain?
Yeah, it's not my first book, anyway. I've written a book called Touch of Excellence some few years back. But then this is my novel. This is my big one. So, and I've been involved in writing. I have very good writing skills. I've been a scriptwriter as early as when I was about 20-something years old. I was an actor in a series called the Playout series on NTA. NTA is the National Television Authority of Nigeria. And every Thursday I'm on television. People are watching me on television playing drama, doing drama on television. But then I added scriptwriting skills into my drama skills. So what I was doing then was that I was not only acting, I started learning from my boss, my director, late now. Excuse me. His name is late Thomas, Mr. Thomas. He was more of a good scriptwriter, a good director, and I was under his tutelage. And there were so many that were there in Tom Tom Players. But then one day he called all of us and said, you can also learn how to write scripts. Out of all of us, I remain one of the, out of many, who decided to learn the skill of writing scripts. So I wrote about writing scripts. Some of my scripts include Road Without End, Effigy for Timothy, and An Hour in Hell, so many like that. So I developed writing skills in my early age. When I also got to the higher school, I also got myself engaged in press clubs. I write articles, and later I started featuring in, you know, newspapers, organizations, and all of those ones. So for me, writing has become part of me.
All right, so I love your story. It's tremendous and it's very inspiring. Undetermined, the pendulum swings on. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Once again, welcome to the man cave. I know I've said this so many times, I feel kind of annoying about this, but I have this great lazy boy chair. It is so comfortable. I described it last week as I felt like I was an astronaut, where they have those plush chairs that they sit back in. It feels like that. I'm just saying, I don't know how I think it was Staples and, or no, Office Max, and I came across it and just sat in it, and I knew it was the chair. I got a sweet deal on it too. All right, so enough about my chair. You all can sit around wherever you can find a space. And let's talk about the Ryder Cup. First of all, the Ryder Cup is for the pride of the USA against the Europeans. I know there's some Europeans listening to us. But check this out. Actor Tom Felton collapsed on the 18th hole at Whistling Straits. This is in Wisconsin. This is in front of the Ryder Cup, which kicks off on Friday. He had to be carted off the course because of a medical emergency. Felton is a British actor known for playing Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter franchise. He has a huge role, obviously, in that franchise. What caused that collapse? I don't really know, but he was conscious when he was carted off. They said he was treated at a local hospital, but it's pretty scary because he was actually playing, and he was with some big names. He was with Timu Solani, the NHL star. He was with Team USA hockey captain, and Mikey E, who's very funny and a decent golfer, and former Olympic speed skater Dan Jensen. So that would have been a pretty fun crew. But anyway, we hope he's okay. The Ryder Cup is set to blast off on Friday morning. So check it out. I'm just going to give you a little bit about this because we got NFL injuries and whatnot. But so this is happening in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Boy, I wish I was there. You got Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. They're going to get started early in the morning. They actually tee off at 8:05 Eastern. They're taking on the European team of John Rahm and Sergio Garcia, obviously both from Spain. Garcia is the all-time Ryder Cup points leader. Ram is the number one ranked player in the world right now. But Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are good friends, and they play really, really well together. I think it was smart to lead off with them. They're a great pairing, and I look for them to take that one. It's really interesting. Europe has won 4 people of the last 5 Ryder Cups. We're playing for pride and more as Americans, as well as 5 of the last 7. So they have done well, my friends. They have done very, very, very well. And you've got the European Ryder Cup captain, Patrick Harrington, and for Team USA, the equally crafty U.S. captain, Steve Stricker. And he's excited. He says everybody is really ready to get going. So they lead off at 8:05. Yeah. And we'll see what happens as the Ryder Cup plays through. Next time we meet in the man cave, I'll be telling you either thumbs up, they won, or it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. How about the Giants? Terrible news. Nick Gates, what an injury. He actually was hurt during that Washington game, but it's not just, oh, this is an injury, he could be down for the season. They're talking about he could be out for the rest of his career. He had a fractured leg. He went down on the first play of the Giants' second possession of the game. I was watching it, and it looked ugly, but they had to put him in an air cast right away. He was carted off the field. He was moved to the season-ending injury reserve, but the concern, of course, as his future availability goes beyond 2021. Head coach Joe Judge says, you know, he's still in the hospital, and we can't rule out the possibility of it being career ending. So if he's saying that, if he's saying, I'd be lying if I thought it wasn't career ending. I mean, that's what he's saying. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible outcome. How sad. Really tough. It's tough to watch it, actually, now that I think about it. I went back and watched it, and it looked, it looked pretty awful to me. This is an interesting story that I came across today. I think I was grabbing some coffee, and I read this today, and I just laughed out loud. But New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick never evolved. Who said that? Well, that's Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero. He was somehow in the conversation about this. I don't mean somehow, because he gets asked a lot of questions. He was talking to the Boston Herald, and he said, I was like, Bill never really got it. I think his emotions or feelings never evolve with age. And as Tom got into his late 30s or 40s, I think Bill was still trying to treat him like that 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. He's older, so he'd be treated differently. And all the players, none of them would have cared that he was treated differently. So he pretty much said, this is the reason why Brady isn't with the Patriots. There was a relationship breakdown there because he didn't give him that respect, I guess, you know, that hey, this guy's been the franchise quarterback, and now he's older. And you see what he's doing with the Bucs. I mean, the Buccaneers are at the Rams in a battle for the top slot of the NFC teams. And, you know, you get the Patriots, they're hosting the Saints. They're both, those teams are 1-1. But boy, the spotlight has really just continued to shine on Brady, and people want to know what happened there. I mean, I used to get that question all the time on NBC. What do you think's really going on? What do you think happened? Why did that blow apart? Was it Kraft? Was it Bill Belichick? What was it? And the trainer confirmed that. I mean, if the trainer is always with Brady, he's saying, look, he didn't evolve with him. And so when that happens, there was a different opportunity. Good for Tom Brady. Let's talk about matchups. I love it. I do. I am psyched about college football. I am very excited about pro football, especially now we're starting to get some meat on the bone, if you will, because we're starting to see some patterns maybe emerge. Like, does anyone think the Lions are going to do anything? You know what? I love my people in Detroit. I love Michigan. I do. I love Michigan. But I'm so sorry for the people who root for the Lions. They're 0-2. And I'll tell you, Jared Goff trading uniforms, he can throw like no one's business, right? But there's other things that are breaking down for the Lions. So it's going to be interesting to see. Baltimore is more than a touchdown favorite. In fact, 8.5 points. The Ravens hosting or the Lions hosting the Ravens. What do you think that game is going to look like? I think it's going to maybe be very, very ugly. Let's put it that way. So I can't go through all the games, but I'm just going to shine a light on a couple of them. I look at the Steelers and the Bengals and what is in week three. And this is a big game for both of them. They're 1-1. It's at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's only favored by 3. The Bengals are sort of on the cusp, maybe, with the young quarterback. But, and you know, they have these weapons. But can they use these weapons against the Pittsburgh defense? Pittsburgh is not heavily favored. I already said that, even at home. I think that's going to be a good game to watch. And that one kicks off at 1 o'clock Eastern. I'll be definitely watching that. And, of course, the Buccaneers and the Rams were my game of the week. If you don't know, we do a thing called Nail the Score, and normally it's on Wednesday in our last segment of the first hour. Please, please, please participate. If you are alive and jiving out there, you don't even have to love football. You just have to guess aside, once I say the game, who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And you know how these scores can be anything. So there's no score that's laughable. I mean, there is. There's no score that's laughable. You can even email me your guess, but it has to be in that time frame, because it wouldn't be fair to people like Pete or Sharon in Maine or Joey that stays up in Austin or is up, you know, and it's not that late for lots of people. Okay, Packers and the 49ers. That's an interesting game, too. Packers coming off of a big win. 49ers beating the Eagles, and it was a great performance by Jimmy Garoppolo. This game, San Francisco at home, is only favored by 3. This is going to be, I think this is going to be a great game and a tight game, and it's the Sunday night game. And then, of course, I almost picked this as the game of the week, but it'd be too obvious for me. I thought it'd be more fun for all of us just to watch it. But at AT&T Stadium, Cowboys hosting the Eagles. And both of these teams, like the Eagles, have one incredible showing and then one dud where they had so many opportunities and they really should have beaten San Francisco if they had capitalized on opportunities, even though San Francisco played really, really well. So that was still going to be a tight game no matter what. And I think the Cowboys are absolutely showing something. They did even in their first loss. So what is that NFC East going to look like? And that is going to be a phenomenal game on Monday night. So I'm pretty psyched for that one. I don't know about you, but I definitely absolutely am. And then college football, let's see what happens, you know, this week. This every week is just, I mean, I say this all the time, but right, every week is so interesting to me. And you got a couple of really big ones, Penn State and Villanova. They should easily take care of Villanova, but again, at Beaver Stadium, at home stadium, are they going to be 4-0? How about Wisconsin at 18, Notre Dame at 12? I would think Notre Dame would win this. Wisconsin, though, is favored by 6.5. Go Wisconsin. Texas A&M and Arkansas, Clemson and NC State. Yeah, and there's some other big ones, too. So thanks so much for hanging with us and listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.